Welcome to Section 420, Talking Yankees, the podcast. Well, a little shake up in the AL East. Looks like the Baltimore Orioles ownership will change hand. The team is supposedly being sold for $1.725 billion. I'll give you the background on the new ownership group and kind of what the implication is this is for the New York Yankees. Seems like this new group, you know, probably going to be spending some more money. Again, Baltimore has been very quiet in terms of bringing in new free agent talent. Well, that, you know, that might come to a change there. So give you the background on all that, as well as introduce a new Yankee. Again, Cashman's been doing a lot of these kind of, I call it Dollar Tree or bargain basement moves, and kind of just and bring a lot of undescript players, getting players off the waiver wires, a lot of minor league deals. Well, we do have a new Yankee has come via this way. His name is Matt Gage, but turns out he might actually be a little bit better than we expected, you know, the typical Dollar Tree move there. And I got another familiar face will be back, Greg Allen, has a bit of a funky contract, a couple of nuances, and I'll kind of share that as well. So we'll get into the whole thing. We're ready now in February, a couple weeks away from players reporting spring training. We've got the all spring training to go. And of course, then we finally get into the 2024 season. So kind of seems like a flash since, we last left off, last year in 2023. So we'll get into all that stuff, but make sure you subscribe to the podcast, get in tune for the whole season. And get all, you know, get these little reports, get some Yankee history, a lot of cool stuff. So make sure to be a podcast subscriber and go over to the YouTube channel, Section 420 Talking Yankees there as well. Get the video version of the show, lots of entertainment, cover it all, subscribe to everything. So as I mentioned at the top, Baltimore Orioles ownership group will change hands. So the Orioles will be sold. Now currently they're owned by the Angelos family. Right now, I mean, mainly John Angelos is kind of the point man on that, the son. Now the father before that, Peter Angelos, that's kind of probably when Baltimore was in their better days, but right now at the age 94, and I guess this, the both of them just want to take a step back. This with Angelos, maybe he's just declining health in his last years. This, I guess they just want to part ways with that, and it will be now sold to a new group. And, you know, I'm sure Baltimore Oriole fans, you know, couldn't be happy enough. And then again, they were quite aggravated with the Angelos family. Now, you know, the organization has turned the tide a little bit. It really started towards the end of 2022, and they kind of made a little spurt for the last wildcard spot. Came up a little bit short there, but then burst onto the scene in 2023 with a nice 101-win season and doing with a nice good young homegrown team, which is obviously the ideal situation like to do. And that's, of course, after them just being terrible for so many years. Then eventually what happens is that you get a lot of good draft picks, and then finally it all comes together, and that's kind of what you're seeing right now with the Houston Astros. That started, you know, with them just being terrible for so many years and then able to get the good young talent put together, and then now they just keep churning out a good team season after season. Well, it seems like that's probably what the Baltimore Orioles would also like to do. But the problem with them is they've been also have a problem attracting a lot of free agent talent, especially in the pitching department. A lot of pitchers does not want to go there. And this is an organization back when the father Peter Angelos was running things a little bit more. They used to bring in and track top talent. I mean, you had like the likes of, you know, Eddie Murray, free agents like Albert Bell, Rafael Palmeiro. I mean, players used to want to go there to play, and it just seems like since the late 90s, that hasn't been the case. But a lot of trouble. I remember they were trying to court A.J. Burnett when the Yankees were courting him in 2009, and especially, yeah, with pitchers, a lot of pitchers just don't want to go there to play just because, you know, the Camden Yards are in a bandbox. So this new ownership group wants to take over. Now, the control person, quote-unquote, is a gentleman by the name of David Rubenstein. He's a Baltimore Oriole fan, so you like that. I mean, sort of like with the Mets and Stephen Cole, you want the lead person to actually be a fan of the team as well and really invested and involved in it. But this is a ownership group which includes a lot of different entities and people and individuals, including former Baltimore Oriole great and Hall of Famer Cal Ripken Jr. And, you know, you see a lot of this even with A-Rod. I think A-Rod owns like a piece of the Minnesota Timberwolves. You get a bunch of guys together, like, hey, let's go buy a team. Sure, and you light up cigars and stuff. So it seems to be the thing. The sale yet to be finalized. Not really timetable yet, but supposedly there's going to be a meeting in Orlando next week where MLB, Major League Baseball, will be kind of get all the details. But the price is going to be $1.725 billion. And Rubenstein himself said they want to change the way they do things, spend more money, be able to attract free agents. And I'm sure if you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, it's music to hear, because right now you got a good, young, exciting team. But now if you could start adding a big couple of mercenaries to bring here as well to sort of put the cherry on top, all the more better there. So I'm sure Orioles fans are happy about that. And this does have implications on the Yankees, because, you know, really not, of course, not right now, but if, you know, in years past, you'd always look at those games on the calendar against the Orioles almost as easy wins and almost laugh it off. Well, obviously, that's not the case right now, because Baltimore's pretty good, actually, better than the Yankees until the Yankees prove otherwise. But if they start, you know, if they got this good young team right now that won 101 games last season, and now they got an ownership group that's dedicated, and they're going to start spending money again. The Angelos haven't been spending hardly any money at all. That's, you know, why really no one wants to play there as well. It's just, hey, I could sign a big deal, go there, but, you know, who's my teammates? I got no one else here. Well, again, that all changes now. now, and if Baltimore becomes a legit franchise that's good every year, well, you know, it's just more tougher for the Yankees. And he's just look up and down the AL East. We know, yes, Boston overall has had a quiet offseason, but it's still Boston at some point. You know, they could have a couple of, bring in a few big players. We always know Toronto's right there. You know, they maybe took a little step back last season, but, you know, they got a good young squad, and they're always on the Yankees' heels there. And, of course, Tampa Bay, year after year, it doesn't matter what the payroll is, they're always good. They're always like a 95-plus win team there. So you look at the AL East being, you know, as it kind of was a little bit last season, it's the toughest division in baseball. You have two teams, you know, Tampa and Baltimore, about 100-win teams last season. And now, if you have something now in the future where Baltimore's going to be good for the next 5 to 10 years, this makes it tougher on the Yankee. And it's a Yankee team where you're going to have guys, a lot of aging stars. You know, Judge is going to get older eventually. DJ's getting old. Stanton's getting old. I don't think Soto's here for the long term. And then, you know, Cole's going to eventually start getting old. And, you know, as you're getting old, Orioles right now is sitting prime with a young team who are now going to probably have some money to bring in some, you know, some big name players to supplement that. So it's definitely something that definitely it should be of concern for the Yankees. Now, I mentioned at the top, the Yankees brought in a new pitcher. And this, you know, Cashman's kind of been going around this little, like, bringing a lot of, finding players off the waiver wise, making little minor league deals and trades, yeah, as you want to call it, the bargain basement, the dumpster diving, bargain basement deals, Dollar Tree signings, what do you want to call that? Well, the newest one now is Matt Gage, but he might be more than, you know, meets the eye there. So, comes from the Astros organization. Now, they had to designate for him for a sign because when they signed Josh Bader, they had to make move on the 40-man roster. And I guess Cashman scooped him up. Now, in order to scoop him up, the Yankees had to make a cut to their 40-man roster. And they DFA'd Diego Castillo. So, you know, I guess he was here for a week and a half. I hope you enjoyed your time in pinstripes to make room for Matt Gage. Now, I'm going to give you the background on him. Not a ton of major league experience. Only 30 years old. He's a native New Yorker from upstate New York. But over the past couple of seasons, only had 16 major league appearances for both the Toronto Blue Jays as well as the Houston Astros. And in that, posted an ERA of 1.83. So an ERA under 2, which you like to see. But really, it's his numbers. And with that in mind also, with the ERA, also a 26% strikeout rate. So basically, this guy's striking out a little bit more than one every four batters he faces, he strikes out. So again, guy, it's a lefty who can get a lot of strikeouts, but you also got to look at his numbers last season in AAA. Very impressive, 39 strikeouts in 37.1 innings with a whip of 1.63. So again, he's a guy who pretty much strikes out one batter per inning there. So very impressive, and you can see why the Yankees would want to bring him in here. And now you look at the situation with him, Victor Gonzalez, who the Yankees got in the trade with the Dodgers, the former Dodger there, Nick Ramirez, who they already have, as well as Matt Crook. Now you got four lefties in consideration to spring training. You have these four options making peanuts, and you figure someone like Matt Gage could take the next step. Again, he was doing some good stuff last season in AAA. That's the deal on Matt Gage. Seems like he gets a lot of strikeouts, gets a lot of ground balls. And, of course, a native New Yorker, even though it's kind of upstate New York, which is almost like Canada in a way. And last but not least, it's the quote-unquote return of Greg Allen, even though he never really went anywhere. But he signs a deal with the Yankees, which, if he makes the majors, could be worth up to $1.1 million. Now, he has a bit of a funky contract. If the Yankees don't put him on the major league roster by two, I guess, time dates there, one will be by May 15th, one by June 15th. At some point before one of those dates, if he is not on the major league roster, then another team could have put a claim into him. And if they do claim him, then they'll be able to claim him and snatch him off the Yankee roster there. So a little bit kind of weird there. And I'm not sure why the Yankees really went after him. Again, he's a nice piece player, but the Yankees pretty much have a whole plethora now of outfielders. So I don't really understand it. He is 30 years old, young, switch hitter, gives you that. He played 22 games for the Yankees last season. It was okay, but he's not something I won't see why the Yankees bother bringing back, especially when you have, you know, like Trent Grisham, and of course you got Verdugo, and you got Soto out there, and then Everson Pereira floating around, and someone like Oswaldo Cabrera who could play both the outfield and the infield, and is a switch hitter himself. Again, I still see the need for this, and if he only makes that big money if he makes the major league roster, which, you know, maybe the Yankees are worried about, hey, look, maybe in spring training a couple guys like Trent Grisham might pull a hammy or tear an ACL, who knows, and now I guess you have Greg Allen in your back pocket. So this probably could be someone who Cashman almost expects to be claimed from another team or could care less either way. So if you want to say that for it's an insurance policy, okay, but I don't really see the point of it. But nevertheless, Greg Allen never really went anywhere, but I guess he's back in pinstripes. So those are your two New York Yankees. So that's the episode. Baltimore Orioles will get a new ownership group, and I'm sure, you know, such as Stevie Cohen wanted to put some money to the Mets, seems like this David Rubenstein guy who's worth $4.6 billion and wants to put some more money to the Orioles there. So it's just going to be some more headaches for the Yankees. Look forward for the future. But for you, Your headache goes away if you subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done it, subscribe to the podcast. And again, make sure you go over to YouTube, Section 420 Talking Yankees. Subscribe there as well. Catch you on the next one.